What's up, guys? Welcome back to the channel. I'm Denise Salcedo, and I'm excited because today we have not one, but two guests. We're going to kick it off, though, first with Impact Wrestling's very own Boricua badass Tasha Steelz, and then we'll be joined later on by Kara Hogan. So, Tasha, let's just go ahead and jump right into it. You know, the Impact Women's division has been straight fire. I mean, what has it been like for you to not only be part of such a strong division, but to also be teaming with Kara?
I mean, you know, it's great because I came into the Knockouts division with all the flavor. So, you know, I brought the flavor to the Knockouts division. Everybody's different. It's so diverse, and everybody's different in there. So you have like different people with different styles, and you know, once they join together, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable magic that you see. But you know, I'm the one that brings the flavor. You know, the badass always brings the flavor. And tagging with Kiara is, you know, it's amazing because you know, her and I were friends for a while, and you know, we didn't know how this was gonna turn out. And the minute that they just saw us together, we just have that natural chemistry. So they were like, you know, you guys go ahead, do your thing. And ever since then, it's just been like, you know, we can't not put you guys together. So it was just natural. It was just a natural put together.
So obviously you said that it was a natural fit. It seems like you guys are getting along just fine. But what was your initial reaction to like, okay, this is happening, we're going to be working together? Did you guys hit it off quickly? What were some of the ideas that you guys bounced around?
I mean, you know, coming into Impact, you know, as the, you know, newest girl, and I had to always just still watch myself, because it's like, you know, you think you have friends, but you really don't have friends. But once I saw Kiara, and I knew, like, all right, you know, maybe I can kind of relax a little bit with her, it was just like a breath of fresh air, because it was just like, all right, well, I know what I'm going for, and all these other girls are going for the same thing, and so is Kiara. You know, that's her main goal, to be, you know, Knockouts champion. So we have like the same mindset, and you know, we determined to be the best, you know, since we're the two women there that are you know, African American and Latina you know, background. So we definitely gotta dominate. We gotta, you know stay at the top, you know, and show these girls like how we are. We could be small, but we kick a lot of ass.
Exactly. Hey, don't disregard size, all right? If you're small, don't matter, because you can go out there and kill it just the way you guys do it in each and every single time. And you mentioned being one of the new faces to the Knockouts division. What did it mean to you to sign this deal with Impact Wrestling?
It felt good, but I just felt like, you know, like the job hasn't completely been finished yet. You know, like I've kind of started the race signing with Impact, but I still am in this race. I'm still in this marathon, and you know, I still have goals and achievements to grab onto. So the work isn't done yet. You know, this is just the beginning. So I'm still working hard here, and it just feels really good. There's a lot of history in the Impact Women's division, so I'm pretty thankful, and I'm glad. And I was happy to be able to sign during one of the worst times, and that's during COVID, where nobody think they were going to have a job. And it feels good. So I'm going to keep going on with this marathon, this race, and I'm going to just keep pushing.
Other pieces are definitely falling into place here, I feel, mm-hmm. with, you know, coming on to Impact and whatnot. But here's the thing, you weren't the only one. Like, there are so many new faces that are part of the Impact roster now. What are some of your thoughts on some of the new people that have come along?
You know, with I've worked with these women outside of Impact, you know, with Kimberly and Nevaeh and Kylie Rae, and of course Deanna Purrazzo. Deanna is one of my very closest friends and training partners. So I've worked with all these women outside of Impact, and it's just like, I guess it's like, it's just one big reunion once we see each other again, and we're able to see each other at the same place, the same time, all the time. So it's like A lot of headbutting, but it's good headbutting, because you know, we all have the same goal in mind, and you know, we'll do whatever it takes to get there.
You know, and I like that, the idea of teamwork, because yeah, I get it. You all want to, you know, become your own shining star, but at the same time, by, you know, working together and putting on these great matches, you're not only building yourself up, but you're building up the division, hence building yourself up at the exact same time, which is, I think, pretty cool. So with that being said, right now, all eyes are on women's wrestling. It's been a heavier discussed topic amongst wrestling fans. What is something that you feel you need to do, or you or some of the other women on the roster, just to sort of keep that evolution of women's wrestling to continue getting stronger and bigger?
You know, to me, I always, anybody that asks me something like that, I love leaving first and last impressions. You know, I love to show people who I am when I go through the curtain. And I love to show people how I am once I finish whatever I'm doing. It's a match, it's a tag match, it doesn't matter what it is. I like to leave first and last impressions. The moves in between, I mean, we can all do it. You know, we've shown how we can do it, and we can do it 10 times better than the guys half the time, you know. It's just how we stay strong at the end. And a lot of us have been showing that lately, and we've been kicking ass since then. It's just amazing feeling, and I love it. You know, women's wrestling has been just at its all-time high nowadays, and I feel great to be a part of it. I love it.
Exactly. And, you know, you mentioned the stuff like, oh, we can all do the moves, but it's the stuff in between all of that. You know, obviously not working in front of a crowd, you don't necessarily get that instant reaction. What has it been like, you know, for you as a talent to work in front of, you know, not an audience?
I feel like I'm in training, and I'm just, you know, practicing, because at training, that's what we do. You know, we practice, you know, promos, we practice work in front of the camera, you know, we practice just working matches, calling matches on the fly. We do all that in training. So I guess this is, to me, I feel in a natural habitat, because I don't, during something like this, I don't really break, because it's like, all right, I just feel like I'm in training. There's nobody around in training, but everybody else you're training with. So it's just like, all right, well, I'm just doing, you know, like a practice, but it's the real thing at the same time. So I don't either way. Like, I love the crowd. Like, I love being in front of an audience, but at the same time, like, this is like the best time for everybody to now to help develop their personality and their character, and work the camera 10 times harder for everybody who's at home, besides everyone who's like in the studio or in the arena at the time. So you know, to me, I could do it. So I've been doing it, and it doesn't really faze me too much.
Yeah, I like the mentality and the outlook that you have on it, because for so many people, it can be something that they dwell on, like, oh, there's no people. How am I going to do this? But I mean, at the end of the day, like, if you think about it, like the way that you're thinking about it, it's a really good, you know, method to sort of just keep moving forward and do work with what you've got. So now I also do want to ask you, you know, you've been teaming with Kara, as we mentioned. Do you want Impact to bring back the Knockouts tag team titles?
Oh, absolutely. They should not only bring it back, but they should just already hand it to Kara and Tasha Steele. Like, there's no, everybody says that Kara and Tasha should be the Knockouts tag champions. And I feel like that we definitely should, because we've been showing out and showing off every single week, Tuesday nights at Impact on Access TV at 8 p.m. and on Twitch. And we are the content people love to see. Everybody tunes in just to see Tasha Steelz and Kiara Hogan, what we're going to do, what we're going to say, how we're going to act. So, you know, not putting the titles on us will just be, you know, a big problem. You know, I don't want no problem. You know,
I think, yeah, well, you sold me completely on that. Let's bring back the titles, let's get them on, you guys, and, you know, move on from there. And now, before we continue, we are officially being joined by the hottest flame, Kiara Hogan. Kiara, let's just go ahead and kick it off. You know, right now, Impact Women's Wrestling roster has been absolutely phenomenal. What does it mean for you to be part of this roster and to be teaming up with Tasha?
Just to be a part of the roster is everything to me. I've said it before, since I was 14, the Knockouts have been the baddest in the business since the beginning. They've paved ways before anybody else, I believe. And the Knockouts division is where the flavor and the creativity and the fire is at. Like, everybody's there. Our division is diverse and amazing, and teaming with Tasha brings even more flavor to not only the division, but it helps me as well. Like, putting us together has been amazing, and just working with her has been awesome, and we've just been bringing it every week. Every single time you see us on TV, we bring it.
Exactly. And Tasha mentioned earlier that you guys get along perfectly fine. Did you guys really hit it off right away?
No, we really did. Like when we met on the indies, we literally hit it off absolutely right away. And from then on, like every time we were like on the indies together, we would hang out. And then of course we wanted to wrestle each other. And the first time we got to wrestle each other was in a street fight.
How was that? Man. How did that go?
Oh man. It was so much fun. Like we hyped it up. Like we made sure like everybody was going to want to see it. We hyped it up on Twitter. We went all around the building during the whole match. Like our match was it was the best on the card. Like we did that night. I believe like after that, it was meant to be. And I felt even after having that match, I told Tasha, I was like, I really want to pitch this storyline to Impact. And I really want you to, you know, be a part. So let me know. I know you can do it. I want you to be a part. You're definitely somebody I want to be a part of this movement. And, you know, here she is.
Here we are.
Exactly. And you guys have been killing it, honestly. We're going to go ahead and jump into the lightning round game. So basically what we're going to do here is I'm going to ask you 10 questions and you're just going to answer them as fast as you can. So let's just go ahead and get right into it. It is now time for the lightning round game with Tasha Steeles and Kira Hogan. Question number one, what was your favorite subject in school?
English, science.
Oh, totally different from Tasha's answer.
I was a writer. I used to write and I was very creative. I used to write my own like storylines for wrestling when I was a kid. So I was super creative in my head. So definitely English.
Yeah. Question number two, you're at the grocery store about to check out. What's the last minute candy that you add to your groceries?
Snickers. Probably sour gummy worms.
Those are my God. Favorite. You guys are so different.
I said a Snickers because I get
of
angry.
Of course you did.
Question number three. Where was the location of your first date?
I think it was a movie. Yes, it was actually a movie, and we had pizza afterwards. I guess it would be like at a club in downtown Atlanta.
Nice. question number four. If you were given $1 million today, how would you spend it?
I would definitely take care of my family first, and I'm buying myself a lot of acres. Oh man, I would get a house. I would get a dog. I would pay off my mom's house. And I would pay off my car.
I feel like the dog would be living just a very fancy life, you know, with $1 million.
Oh yeah. I just want a little baby. That's all I want. I just want a baby.
Question number five. If you could swap lives with any celebrity, who would it be?
Cardi B, because I love her energy.
Maybe Lady Gaga.
Oh. Ooh. So Lady I Gaga. Feel because Tasha, your answer was Cardi B. So I can Cardi B,
I
Lady
knew
Gaga
it.
Collab.
Oh my God. I knew it.
There you go. That's going to be like the dream. There you go. Question number six. Out of the both of you, who's the pickiest eater?
I'm going to say Kiera.
Yeah, I got that right.
Me all the way. I know for a fact it's me. Tasha will literally smash any and everything. If that girl is hungry, she will eat it. Like me, I'm like, no, I'm not going to eat that.
Question number seven. If you can make a rule for a day and everyone had to follow it, what would it be?
It would be, it's either my way or you get your ass kicked. Oh, okay. Everybody put your phones down for the whole day. Stay off social media. Don't get on social media. Don't pick up your phone. If you want to go see somebody, go drive to their house. Like no phones. No phone.
Oh, question number eight. If you were the most extreme thrill seeker, what's the craziest thing you would like to try?
Skydiving.
Skydiving. But I have a fear of heights.
It probably wouldn't happen. I said the same thing.
Now you guys have to do it. That's it. No as ifs or buts.
I'm so terrified. I'm closing my eyes. I'm not.
The whole time, No, I can't
hold my hand.
question number nine, pizza or hamburgers?
Pizza.
Oh my God, I'm from Jersey. Pizza. I better say pizza.
People are going to be pissed at you if you don't. Yeah. And last question number 10. If you could describe Tasha in 1 to 3 words, what would it be?
Petty.
Oh.
Sassy. Sabor.
flavor.
If you could describe Kara Hogan in 1 to 3 words, what would it be?
Oh, man. She's the hottest flame. She's got great attitude, and she's very sexy.
Guys, you were both absolutely incredible. I want to thank both of you, Tasha and Kara, for coming on today and doing this fun interview with me. Before we go ahead, and you guys can both go ahead and plug in your social medias or anything you guys want to plug in.
First of all, we're going to plug the petition for us to be the Knockouts Tag Champions obviously we're going to be the title holders first and foremost. So we're just going to go ahead and plug that. The longest, nobody's going to take it from us, period, like point blank. And then you can follow me on my social media, Instagram at HoganKnowsBest18, and you can follow me on Twitter at HoganKnowsBest3.
You can follow me at RealTSteals on Instagram and Twitter, and, get that petition going that we're going to be the hottest and the baddest and the longest reigning Knockout Tag Champions ever.
Period.
That's on period. Okay.
Period.
Well said. Thank you both so much. Guys, do not forget to give this video a like. Subscribe to the channel for more interviews like this one. And until we'll see you guys next time. Bye, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
If you enjoyed this podcast episode, please don't forget to leave me a super nice review and a 5-star rating. Plus, make sure to follow me on Instagram and Twitter at _DeniseSalcedo for funny wrestling commentary, guest updates, silly live stuff, and more.